what if we were to tell you that Adolf Hitler had a prophet, a soothsayer, a psychic that was giving him insight and direction? And what if it was hysterically unknown that this prophet, real name, was a Jewish origin, and he was a Jew that was giving Hitler his insights?
Before he was chancellor?
Yes, before, in the 30s.
He's chancellor in 33, so...
That prophet was in the early 30s, 29.
Yeah, he does the putsch, 23, and he's arrested. He's in there for a while. He writes Mein Kampf. He gets out, and I don't know what he did the later 20s, but he starts servicing about 1930 as the party, and then he's in power by 33. So you're saying when he started to surface again in 30 or so, 1930, is when he had a psychic helping him.
Right, who was Jewish.
Not Rachel.
No.
Now, we know that later the Nazis had 11 psychics. Was this Jewish person one of them?
No, and he was killed.
When was he killed?
34.
Did others become aware that Adolf Hitler was using this medium?
Goering, Schlumbacher.
Goebbels?
Yes, and Kittering.
So they become aware, and they know it's real, so then they start getting their own mediums?
Nope, they start getting a dossier on this Jew boy, make sure he gets gone.
They think their leader is being corrupted by him.
No, they're nervous because he's right too often.
So they said, just out of paranoia, let's get rid of him.
Right.
Okay, so who then brought in the 11 mediums later? Any of that group you just named?
No.
Did Hitler use those 11?
Some.
So he used mediums. So that would certainly make mediumship look demonic. You know what I mean? For those that think mediumship is demonic, here's Hitler using them. That certainly would fit their paradigm of evil doings.
Well, Jesus used them.
In what sense?
The words of the prophet. He spoke the words of the prophetic spoken uttered word from the psychics of old. And that was what he used to usher in this new level or degree of kingdom philosophy.
And people in his day knew he was quoting the evergreens, the cosmic warnings of his day.
Well, the Isaiahs, the Isaacs, all of the major and minor prophets.
They did not have the stigma of mediums over the 19th and 20th century.
Oh, yes, they did in their day, because when they gave those words, that was as far out as you could get.
So Jesus was being far out by quoting them.
Radical.
Were there other people in history who had mediums besides, we know Marie Antoinette had the fireplace. Are there other historical empire builders who had mediums, like Hitler?
Sure.
Seems to go hand in hand.
See, with Mussolini.
Mussolini did.
Mm-hmm. Is little that... old Italian ladies, and he'd have tea with Mussolini.
And they were good.
They were good. They read the tea leaves.
What about further back in history? We could take some of the English prime ministers, or we could take some of the French presidents, the German...
The sinister ministers, yes, Lord, that's right. And the Sanhedrin, and don't forget them Pendragon. They had a whole great deal of it. So here you go. Here's what we're trying to say. Here's the words you're looking for. The point is not which ones did. It would be probably easier to tell which ones didn't, because you have non-physical. Now, you have non-physical whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you engage it or not. You do. It is. Empirically, you can't prove that it's not. So, therefore, it is. Now, once you come in this place of knowing and you get rid of time, and then the judgment, or maybe pay off the judge. Wait, who's the judge? You. Sue the damn judge, and then guess what? It goes much better for you. Now, your position has to be validated, vilified. Well, there's lots of other little B words that come along.
But that's it. You validate, and then you go into your opposite self, the other self, and you vilify,
well,
validate, vilify.
Why do you need that? Why couldn't it just be a good idea? Why couldn't you, Bob, whichever Bob you are today, oops, did we cover them all yet? We're busy choking to death here, so that's all fun. So whichever Bob you are today, why do you need someone outside of that to give you the insight. Why can't it just come from you? Well, it can, but they don't get immoralized, immortalized. It becomes very tactile when you have a Gene Dixon coming in telling people everything that is that's going on. Well, a little bit of spookiness, but why couldn't they just get it themselves? Well, if they get it themselves, or if they try to play it down and keep it secret, then the Chateau Lafitte is going to come into play because of their coming into their own power. Also because they had a little help from the non-physical showing up in the form of those with spiritual gifts. Now, that's where we're going to clean it up so you don't mess it up. Because you've got psychics, you've got fortune tellers, you've got soothsayers, you've got boogermen, you've got gods, you got prophets, you got major and minor prophets in the Old and the New Testament, and this radicalism of just people who are sensitive, the intuitives. So we're going to call it spiritual gifts. Empaths, same thing. Well, not same thing, same type of gift. So now all through history is riddled with this spiritualistic realities. But they play it down, play it down, play it down, play it down, play it down. Play it down so much so far down the rabbit hole that it almost becomes bad. Okay? But they still use them. It's like talking about intercourse. It's bad, but everybody still does it. Always talking about the inner orgasms. Oh, that's just vulgar. And yet everybody still has them. Or they don't. They talk about it all day, every day, that they're not. Or the missing of them, or the giddiness with the light of this expression that is the function, okay? It's funny that people that don't have bowel movements are the ones that are always talking about them. But those normally that do, it just becomes something that you do. It's not topical for conversation. Well, the same thing is within your playing within and without the spiritual realm. But it always comes back to this. You're asking the question here, and we say balderdash. Because that's a good place to drive this point home. Why is it? Does it have to be from the psychic realm that validates or vindicates the non-physical that is in the notion of the potion? Why do you got to have the Merlin? Why do you got to have the warlock? Why do you got to have the Wiccan? Why do you got to have all this negative connotation, typical negative connotation, for that which you already have naturally anyway, which is your non-physical? Okay, so now you're asking the questions, just trying to get to the meat of the matter. Well, the actual meat of the matter is there's more that did than those that didn't. All right, now it gets to be fun, because what's happening is it's activating the creator. Well, then they become the Winston Churchills. They become the queens. They become
the
kings. They become powerful in the Rothschild family, yeah. And the Bilderbergers, and the John Birch Society. Oh, and then you got them Templars. Don't forget them.
And the Chinese elders?
The elders, those Himalayan heisters. That's what it is. Boy, they've got the tiger by the tail. Oh, no. I think that's the dragon. All right. Now, they come in this place of knowing. And you know, it's amazing. You come up against and you push against every little thing. Every little mountain comes a molehill, or every little molehill gets festered up into a mountain. But you know what's very interesting that we find that's just interesting, delightfully so? Nobody wants to take the elders to task. Let me see. How sweet. Let's see. Where's those censors? We summons the gods of the censors now. But here's the words. They are.
They are mediums.
Well, it's not. No. They activate their spiritual gifts.
Right.
We want to get out of this medium business.
That's right.
Because the mediums are the ones that everybody jeers at and goes, well, that's just a bunch of foolishness.
So Hitler, he had a medium, emitting concentrated non-physical, I guess you'd say.
Well, it's a human creator who have allowed their spiritual gifts to be activated, and their spirituality does not get messed up by their rules and regulations. So if you don't have the rules and regulations, they're just the ascended being. There's countless ascended beings. Okay, there's tons of them. There's lots of them. But that's okay. That's fine. I mean, the ascension is not the process. The ascension is just the journey that gets you to the field of enlightenment. Illuminated. Uh-oh, there's that Illuminati. Oh, Lord.
So when Hitler and these people, historical people, have fortune tellers and mediums to help them, that's one step down below using your own spiritual gifts.
Correct. Very good. That's exactly correct. Very, very, very good. That's right. But now if that activates it, if it's an activation process for you to come into your own power, great. That's fine. That's called co-creating. There's nothing wrong with it. But when you've got to call non-physical to find out whether or not you should engage in a bowel movement now or not, that's where you're not coming into your own power. You see, it's not to tell you where every little thing is hidden in that last lottery number that you're pining for. It's not about that at all. It's about you activating your own power. And if you become empowered, you don't need us. Because you have us. Isn't that interesting?
If a Hitler or Churchill or Rothschild or whatever has a fortune teller or someone helping them, they build empires, and those empires become faulty or... okay, it's good to be king, but it doesn't liberate many people.
It liberated a lot of Jews. They're still talking about it.
They got their Israel, is what you mean. But, okay, so there is a usefulness for making an empire.
Empire. First empire, second empire, third empire.
Are you saying E-M or I-M?
Both.
Okay. I was just thinking, if we actually got a certain level of empire, we would try to undermine its solidity or keep it as a Disney theme park or something. You know what I mean? Wouldn't we want to activate people so that they do not be subject to the empire? Or would we have to have an empire because they would building an empire? So we didn't...
No. People want the reference. They want the reference. You can't come up here and start talking about how wonderful everything is if everything isn't wonderful. Because, you know, it should be wonderful. Well, if it's wonderful, then it is. So many people then can witness that and go, well, if that jackass down there can do it, hell, I can do that. Well, we say hip, hip, hooray. Get at it. Come on, biggin', let's go. Good. We'll co-create together. You build the palace and we'll come visit you there. It'd be great.
So you're saying there is a usefulness for a reference point, a model.
But not the denomination. Denomination.
Yeah, open to everyone.
From then it becomes free-for-all. A free-for-all. Well, that's not too much fun either. It is absolutely provided, but not without a cost. You have to engage and process this power that you have. Otherwise, you just become somebody that becomes completely and totally in power, and you don't know and you don't care. Well, what fun is that? Then you're just responsible. Then you're just culpable. You don't get the benefit of it. Not whether you win or lose, you're the one that gets placed with the blame.
You mean if you have the empire? I think that's what you meant there.
Well, kind of, sort of. But you're speaking of empires like that, it's a good thing or a bad thing. There's no sifting required. We're talking about a process that allows every human creator to come to their own kingship. We're talking about the rule and reign of Christ, the king. Well, that's individual. It's not a one. It is one, but it's not one outside of your own oneness.
So you were asking earlier, why do people look for immortal signs or extensions of their immortality or externalize themselves? That would be the reason. It is the public expression, the collective meme, the 100th monkey, the mass mind, ongoing creates something that people can assert their kingship in relation to.
If they will.
But
if they do that, great. See, you could be part of the United States of America and be a wonderful citizen, an American, a proud culture of people that participate in what you call free enterprise that can make your own way. Well, that turns into, where's my money check and why did the government fail when they were just now getting to the place where they could give me my money check? Well, see, it turns itself right onto itself.
For new emperors, that is the wisdom they try to read about. They start off not wanting to make the same mistake.
But they can't get beyond the contrast that is their reality. And see, so they'll cause the contrast, they'll cause the shuffle, they'll decide that the Aryan way is the only way to go, and are the only way to accomplish it, because we're marvelous, powerful creators, is to get shed of all those inferior.
Yes.
Well, there you go. And well, all you did was you just clogged the guff with the unrealized creations of the manifestations of those not yet realized, to the point that you outnumbered yourself. If you thought about a war and everybody on the other side that you killed ended up being 1,000 times more powerful, so every time you killed one, you added another 1,000 to the Reich, then the next thing you know, you've outnumbered yourself, even though when you had the leading edge of the you're less than me, so therefore you must certainly die. If you don't agree with me, then you need to go. Well, see, that's the issue. Then it's not about right and wrong, Bob. That's the thing. People get it all tangled up. This is right and this is wrong and this is okay and this is not. No. Well, they said the same thing about that free love flower child hippie movement. Lord have mercy, we've just gone to the dogs. Just to the dogs. Well, then those free wheels started pushing, because they were like, you know what, we're going to love, we're going to be happy, we're going to have free love, we're going to just do what we do. We're going to let it all hang out, and we're going to do it whether you lack it or not. Put us up, put us out, kill us, do away with us, that's good, do that, get busy. And then guess what? The society takes it on, and now it's like, now, come on now, we're going to discuss this, and me or you one going to get a whipping. Well, whichever one gets a whipping, then guess what happens? It starts squirting out somewhere else. It starts squirting out somewhere else. You don't go beyond it. And we're trying to take this, what you would typically call a historical, mortifying, revelatory issue that you keep repeating. You'd think after a couple of 100 world wars, you'd figure it out. You'd think after a little bit, you go, well, you pallet yourself on this prescribed road, the rough and rocky road. But you get yourself on that rough and rocky road thinking, well, I'll just purge on. What if you could just let it all be and let everybody be where they are? Because you can't change them anyway. You're not going to kill the jihadist. You're not going to empower them any more than you have. You can get 100 NSAs to listen to every phone call and every place and every word and everything. But then what happens is, well, that was fun. JW's TV just came on and was starting just completely off. It just kicked on, and what the words they were saying was propaganda. So maybe your TV buddy wants to get a little propaganda involved here.
Yeah, the Android V wants to join in and contribute.
Indeed. And see, that beast has to be fed. Keep typing. The beast must be fed. Because if everybody quit typing, then guess what? Your Generation X now does not know how to run a stencil, an enneagraph machine. You remember the old time they made a stencil with the blue icky thing?
Yeah.
And it did the transfers, and it went ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching on the barrel that turned and turned and turned.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how they are anymore. They don't know how that works anymore.
Here's a point I'm thinking. What would be different in our empire, I mean, it's Iondom comes after Christendom, which came after Templardom. To the degree Iondom has manifested, we would be unique in the empire by admitting and showing our non-physical interaction in public for others to engage, whereas Hitler and the rest of them didn't do that. They kept it secret.
Very good. Now let's get that down to the latest anomaly that you're working with here, like the secret. Well, the reason it was a secret, and they were supposed to expose the secret. But what they did is they told the secret, and all you got out of it at the end of it was that it was a secret. They gave you a few of the catchphrases. They gave you some of the dimensions and some of the dynamics. But when it came down to giving up their individual power, though it wasn't copywritten, run by them, though they weren't turning that out. They weren't providing that information. That must have been classified, Bob. That must have been an Area 51 deal, so it had to be kept out of the way. And yet people know it. Yet people feel it. They have a resonance regarding it. And once they come into that place where they're empowered, then guess what happens? You can't put them in a box anymore. Living in a box, in a cardboard box, living in a box.
Did the secret movie, the book, refer to the law of attraction?
It did.
Okay, so if the Hicks had control over the movie and they got to do their stuff, would the secret have been revealed?
No, they haven't revealed it yet.
The Hicks, they could reveal it, couldn't they?
They don't know it, apparently.
Ah, okay.
Wait now, we're not pushing against them.
No.
We love them desperately. Yeah. They're deliciously wonderful, fabulous creators. They're getting it. They're figuring it out. But about every third day of a session that they have, Jerry gets right there and says, we've been doing this for 28 years now, and we still don't get it. We're still trying to figure it out, but we don't give it much attention because he's taking Bob's philosophy and we'll just three it. Then the whole dynamic is the most guarded thing in the whole wide world. Of this dynamic of empowering, but yet when people come into power and start overstepping their place of knowingness, all of a sudden that becomes an infringement.
Are you explaining the secret? They say I'm assuming they mean we don't get it. When they say that, they're referring to the secret or something.
Yes, their own words.
And they don't get it. Now, you would be able to express a getting of it.
Well, yeah, we've already done that. We do that about every single time to the place where you got like, you don't want a reading? Okay, don't have a reading. Good. Figure it out for yourself. You're the marvelous creator. You know, then if everything's going good for you, why are you listening to this crazy talk radio anyway? Well, why are you drawn to it? Did non-physical wreck your car and paralyze you and turn your radio up really loud? So that you're forced to hear this over and over and over again? No, see, you've got help. There's a fox in the hen house, Bob, and that fox is non-physical. Or is that labyrinth of the mind the fox watching the hen? Eggs are still being produced. The chickens are still on the roost. Okay? The roosters are still dobbing around here.
So the big secret is, keep your mediumship, your non-physical assistance, secret. Don't tell anybody. Do you agree that we're offering to show that we use non-physical? That is the first time it's been made public.
Well. But see, that becomes a lame duck because you're empowering something they can't create.